Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I don't even know what I was thinking about talking about with John Jackson, the Joker from X. But, hey, frankly, it doesn't matter because we're taking your phone calls. John's got a list of stuff scribbled down on his little yellow notepad there. Hey, John, great to see you. Happy Election Day, my friend. Thanks for being with us here every single week in the middle of really the most important fight for the future of our country right now.
Yes. You always get that feel. I get that all the time where you're like Frank Drebin in The Naked Gun. You're walking down that sidewalk and you're talking to yourself, and then you're like, wait, and where the hell was I? you had this great thought in your head. It just goes poof.
Like, and then some days you feel like, who was the guy that was, you know, in the hospital bed, looked like a mummy because he was completely covered in bandages with the broken.
That was O.J.
That was O.J. Yeah. Oh, and then they push him down the stadium, and he, you know, does forward flips down onto the baseball field. Yeah, sometimes you feel like that guy too.
Top five comedies of all time: The Naked Gun. Absolutely.
Was that one? No, I'm thinking of Major League. That was F.U. Joe Boo. That was Major League.
That's Major League.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah. So it's easy to get those baseball movies confused from time to time. Hey, first off, I've got a phone call from our friend Grandpa Lou. He called in from the Metra in Billings. Polls opened at 7 o'clock this morning, and despite the massive turnout for early voting in places like Yellowstone County, he said there are hundreds of people that were lined up right after the polls opened at 7 a.m. So, hey, maybe our friends on X can shoot you a note, share their photos, share their videos from their polling location this morning. Show us what it looks like in your neck of the woods. If you're at the Metra, if you're in Flathead County, if you're in Butte right now, send us a photo. You can follow John on X at PVTJokerUS, at PrivateJokerUS, and then, of course, X.com/AaronFlint. But, yeah, send us your photos, even your friends all across the country. We'd love to see what it's looking like all across America this morning.
And they've been showing that for the past couple of weeks, particularly in the last week, and you're seeing it from all over the country. And particularly they're showing the big shots from the swing states. And the swing states are blowing it out in early voting. And they're showing the early voting is Republican and in Republican districts. It's very exciting, and it's never happened. This kind of early voting by Republicans has never happened before, and it's really got the Democrats nervous. You can tell they're nervous.
Isn't it just comical? Here in Montana, the Montana Democrats, what's their final pitch to voters? And they bring in Glenn Close and a bunch of Hollywood celebrities. Like, oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, bring in another Hollywood celebrity. That'll help you do it, Montana Democrats.
Well, did you see? They're going to meet. It was Tester, Bussey, Trinnell, and somebody else. And Glenn Close, so that's five. They were going to meet in a pizza joint. Did you see that thing? Okay, you got all five of y'all. Y'all know you can't even fill a pizza joint. Right? There's going to be like less than 30 people at this thing.
Oh, man. Oh, Ryan Bussey, Monica Tranel, and old Uncle Fester all in one place. Like,
well, Tester ate four pizzas by himself, so they got to be
sitting. What are you guys eating? As he sucks on his three nubs.
Securing America.
The Department of Defense is sending additional missile destroyers, fighter squadrons, and B-52 long-range bombers to the Middle East as the military prepares for the departure of the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier from the region at an unspecified time in the future. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Ryder says the incoming assets will help
protect our forces, support the defense of Israel, and also act as a deterrent.
General Ryder says that the U.S. will lose no capability in the transfer of the assets.
This demonstrates the flexibility and versatility of the U.S. military in order and our ability to meet our national security commitments and provide robust capability around the world and flex as needed.
He adds that the U.S. is fairly unique in that manner.
At the end of the day, it really comes down to our people and the capabilities that we provide.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
It's election day for the millions of voters who haven't yet cast their ballots. Former President Trump told supporters in Raleigh, North Carolina, Monday he's optimistic about the early vote numbers.
With your vote, we're going to win North Carolina. We're going to defeat Kamala. And we're going to make America great again.
The former president stopped in Reading and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, before wrapping up his campaign in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in Kent County, which he won in 2016 but lost in 2020. Vice President Harris focused in on Pennsylvania Monday, visiting Scranton, Allentown, Pittsburgh, wrapping up her campaign with a concert in Philly featuring Lady Gaga, The Roots, and Oprah. More than 80 million people participated in early mail-in or absentee voting, with Republican votes nearly keeping pace with Democratic votes, more than a quarter from those without party affiliation. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, good. John Jackson wants to talk about the same story I want to talk about here this morning, so we will get to that. But let's start with a caller. Why not start with a caller here this morning? John, you're with us for the next 2 hours, right?
Yes, sir.
He's with us for the next 2 hours, and he's going to be with us tomorrow as well, helping out with our post-election day program where we're going to have election results and much more. I'll be broadcasting live from the Rock and R in Bozeman. He'll be manning the fort back here in the studio so we can take your phone calls and more. But yeah, starting with a caller, man, this gal has been in the fight every single day. She goes by the name Tester, will not be reelected, on X, calling in from Eastern Montana. Great to hear from you. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Aaron and John, and thanks to our veterans. So I have a quick message and then a quick question. So today's a big day. Looks like Republicans are having a good day. However, I hope Montanans are paying attention to the leadership races because they matter. For House leadership, Bill Mercer seems like a good guy, but he voted against Fielder's judicial reform bill and enabled our radical court. Bill Mercer is a lawyer, and I worry we can't trust him because he cares more about appeasing the radical court to protect his law practice than he did Montana. Other than that, Coach, I laid my best out on the field, and I'm praying this hard work translates into a victory for us. So my question for you is, if you have heard from our AG or Gianforte about why they are allowing Merrick Garland's DOJ goons to be monitoring elections in Blaine County. Blaine County population is around 6,000, 50% Native American. So we definitely need to be keeping an eye on that. Good. I hope everybody has a great day. Get out and vote. Thank you so much, Aaron and John, for everything that you do. And I will be hearing or talking to you next week. Thank you, Montana, and God bless.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. You can tell she's already focused on November 6th and what happens after the elections. Yes, she was referring to the state legislature and potential battles over who will be party leadership in the state legislature. But of course, all that depends on what happens today and who all gets elected, how many Republicans, how many Democrats in the state legislature, et cetera. But yeah, plenty of time to talk about the legislative potential leadership battles in the days ahead. But John, yeah, I saw a press release from the DOJ, the Biden Justice Department, and they claim that they're going to have monitors of their own in Blaine County, Montana. What in the world is the Biden Injustice Department trying to pull in Blaine County? Are they trying to intimidate voters locally here? What are they doing?
They're all over Michigan. I don't know if you heard this. They're sending out people all over Michigan, and it's clearly the only time they're going to send somebody a place is to legitimize a cheat. when they're telegraphing to you where a cheat is going to come from. So they're putting their people there. So when people then complain about the cheat later, they're going to say, oh, that couldn't be. We had monitors there. But the thing that bothers me about that is if they're allowed inside the facilities anywhere, because you remember it was 2 years ago, I think, they tried to go down to Florida. And Ron DeSantis told them, you want to monitor our elections? You can do it from the parking lot, pal. You're not coming inside our facilities. And I really, really hope that was told to these people.
Well, especially with the Biden Justice Department, they have been such a train wreck. I mean, lawfare has been committed not just against their political opponents like Donald J. Trump and, frankly, even people that were on his legal team, but they committed lawfare against everyday American citizens. Remember, this is the same Biden Justice Department that threatened to go after you just for simply criticizing some of these outrageous school board decisions. This is the same Biden Justice Department that's gone after peaceful pro-life protesters, that has spied on Catholics. Did you hear that one, Butte? They spied on Catholic churchgoers. And so what in the world are they doing there? You know, you've got a Democrat appointee running that office here in Montana. And by the way, I think this ties in with the story that you and I were going to talk about here this morning. I thought this was very interesting. So much money has flooded into our reservations here in Montana. And of course, Blaine County is home, part of our reservation communities as well here. So much money from these liberal white guys. George Soros is funneling cash onto the reservations, trying to get people registered to vote, trying to get people to vote. But more importantly, he's trying to get them to vote for the Democrat Party, the very same Democrat Party that is absolutely causing so much destruction all across Montana, but especially on our reservations with their open borders, the meth, the fentanyl, the drugs. And so I thought it was very interesting. The Liberal Lee newspapers had a story about how the majority native counties are at the bottom end when it comes to absentee return rates. My read on that, John, is that, you know what? Maybe Indian Country is just not that into you, John Tester, and the Democrats, because they know what a failure your policies have been for Indian Country. So they're not excited to get out and vote for you guys.
I'm telling you, man, that is her saying that on the call is the first time I'm hearing of it, and it's shocking to me because I know these people. They are here as criminals. I promise you that 100%. And by doing that, like I said,
you're talking about the Biden Justice Department.
The Biden DOJ, yep. It is a giant neon sign telling you right here, here's where the cheat's going to come from, and we're here to guard that cheat and legitimize that cheat.
Too big to rig. You have the power to put their power in check today. Polls are open. There's weather moving into parts of the state. Don't risk a snowstorm. If you haven't voted yet, get out and vote like your vote is the only vote that matters. Back right after this, taking your calls and more.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It used to be that we'd know on election night which party won control of the House or Senate. But we live in a polarized, hyper-divided climate. The House and Senate are basically tied. Democrats with a 51-49 edge in the Senate, Republicans with a 3-4 seat advantage in the House, depending on how you crunch it. And many of the battleground districts are tight, likely to be decided by a point or less. So it might take a while to sort things out. Let's start with the Senate. It's easier to determine there. Republicans enjoy some baked-in advantages due to the map, and it's likely the GOP wins West Virginia. Several other races could be nail-biters. In 2020, it wasn't clear that Democrats had control of the Senate until early January, 2 months after the election. In 2022, it wasn't clear that Democrats won the Senate until mid-November. And as for the House, Democrats nearly lost control in 2020. That wasn't known until December. And in 2022, it wasn't clear that the GOP flipped the House until November 17th. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
I'll let you in on a little secret. There's basically nothing for journalists to do on Election Day until the first polls close at 7 Eastern. Now, there's a great flurry of activity. Anything they post anyway is going to end up being dated. And, you know, you get the final spin from the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign. And then there are the anecdotal, well, at my bowling place, there was a very long line. That's got to be good for Kamala Harris or for Donald Trump. And also, I'm kind of fed up with, well, the final polls show that Harris is leading by one in this swing state and Trump is leading by two. It's all within the margin of error. So there's a lot of sitting around. There's a lot of, oh, the first wave of exit polls came in. And by the time we see the final results, it doesn't matter. So take it easy, because it's going to be a long night and perhaps a long day tomorrow. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I was having a conversation. I was like, John, did you know about the squirrel? And then all of a sudden, he's like, did you know that the guy's a what? What have you?
Go ahead.
I turned your microphone on there a little early. People are probably like, what did I just hear? What does John Jackson do for his side gig? You don't want to know. Hey, good news report here. I've gotten a couple of different messages from some of our listeners talking about just the great long lines they're seeing for people getting out to vote. One guy at the Metra said this is the longest lines he has ever seen at the Metra on election day. So that's huge. I think this says good things for the Republicans, John, because I just think if everyday Americans, if everyday Montanans get out there, they're going to throw the bums out. They're going to get Donald Trump back in there. They're going to get Tim Sheehy in there. They're going to vote red up and down the ticket and hopefully vote for the Sons of Montana. If there was a party identifier there, they'd probably definitely win their elections. But I think this says good things. Dave Baquette, he's got the High Plains Brewery out in Laurel, great brewery in Laurel, Montana. He's got Trump flags everywhere. But he says there is a big line moving very smoothly in Laurel to vote. People are coming in steady. So it's a big line in Laurel, Montana, but people are coming in steadily, he tells us.
The great thing about it is it truly is, you've heard that a lot, too big to rig. And it really is possible with a big P. Because we have so many people out there that just don't vote. They just don't vote through habit or through apathy or through frustration. And if we, as like Ronald Reagan always said, the silent majority, if we got out there to the tune of 70%, 80% voting, then they're toast. They can never beat us. They cannot out-cheat us.
So back to this story about the majority native counties trailing in absentee return rates. The reason I find that very interesting is because the liberal media has been so desperate to prop up liberal Senator John Tester. But they've been saying this was their storyline the last 3 or 4 weeks. Well, hey, don't count John Tester out just yet because, you know, the native vote could come in big for him. And I'm like, wow, with all of the destruction John Tester has caused on our reservations, with the lack of support he has provided for Indian country, why would they turn out for him? But this is the story here. Despite the millions of dollars poured into turning the vote out in Indian country, the counties with the highest proportions of Native Americans have the lowest rates of absentee ballots returned one day before Election Day. Let's see, which counties? They're talking about Glacier County, which overlaps with the Blackfeet Reservation, has the third lowest rate of absentee ballots returned at 62.5%. Roosevelt County, where part of the Fort Peck Reservation is, and Bighorn County, which encompasses much of the Crow Reservation and some of the Northern Cheyenne, currently have the lowest return rates of 60% and 59.8%, respectively. To me, I don't know, this is kind of the way I look at it here. But I basically see you've got John Tester's open borders have flooded the reservations with drugs and crime. The drug cartels are targeting Native American women. And then John Tester refused to fund law enforcement on the reservations. And then on top of that, John, I've had a few callers who've called in and said, look, I'm Native American. You know, I'm on the Fort Peck Reservation, or I'm on the Crow, or I'm on Blackfeet, and they say, look, we just do not trust all of this money that's flooding into our reservations. So there's this skepticism. I wonder if the far left went so far and they pumped so much money out on the reservations that people are saying, what the hell is going on here? Because the Democrat Party is killing our reservations with drugs and crime right now, and they're open borders, and they're not doing anything about it. They're not giving us more BIA or anything. I was like, but then you guys are spending all this money coming from who knows where to try to tell us how to vote. It's just interesting how I wonder if the far left just went too far.
One of the few guys, this is kind of a neat story about the reservations. One of the few guys I ever saw in my whole career actually get the death penalty was a guy we were investigating that was running an entire meth trafficking ring off of one of the reservations here. And he got jammed up in some other charges over in Washington State and put it all together. He got the death penalty. But what you saw back then, and this is 20 years ago, you saw that the reservations are perfect targets for these criminal organizations because they are people that have a steady monthly income from the government. They have disposable income to spend, and they also have housing and everything else that is subsidized. So they see, and also these are areas where the state officials, state law enforcement don't have jurisdiction on. And the few federal agents that do have jurisdiction there, you know, it's just too much land to cover.
They're overwhelmed. Yeah, it's jurisdictional issues.
Perfect ground for criminals to prey on people.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too. I don't know if you heard Mark Levin's rant. He went on this epic rant on Life, Liberty, and Levin over the weekend where he basically said, look, Kamala Harris and the Democrats, you don't deserve to represent America. The left is constantly pushing critical race theory, saying how evil white people are, how how America is systemically racist, America's a fundamentally bad country, and at the same time they're saying that, well, anybody of color is a victim, because they want you to be a victim, because if you feel like you're a victim, then you're more dependent on the government, which means you're more dependent on them, which means they get the power, you don't. And he just had this epic rant, which is like these people on the radical left, they constantly talk about how bad America is. Well, if you hate America so much, you don't deserve to represent America.
Yeah, I tell you, I just keep going back to this. This is grabbing my focus. Like, I hope everybody in the Sheehy campaign particularly is paying attention to Blaine County. Because they're telling you right now where they are going to do the cheat, and they're trying to legitimize it, guaranteed.
Yeah, it's curious. I printed up the press release for you. This comes from the Biden Justice Department. Justice Department to monitor compliance in Blaine County. Why is the Biden DOJ targeting Blaine County, Montana?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, ask yourself that. Why? Yeah.
Oh, the same Biden Justice Department that, you know, couldn't free up enough resources to combat the crime on our reservations for, you know, good night.
And who would be, who would want that, and who could get that done? Right? Who could make a call and have monitors there? Would it be John Tester?
Flip flop, flat top. Flip flop, flat top.
Maybe. It sure as hell ain't Tim Sheehy or Greg Gianforte. I can tell you that right now.
All right, let's go into the phone lines. We've got the mighty Hugh Man Z first up. Second up on the phone lines. I forgot we already got to a caller. Z, what's going on? Thanks for the call.
Hey, I'm used to being called number two quite a bit, so I get it.
Number two.
I really get it. Great Lakes greetings, gentlemen, from the state of Michigan, where we vote often and vote early. Yay! Good. I'm starting a school for Secretary of State who can't count no good, right? So we got a little song called Math. It goes, math is a lot of fun. Math is a lot of fun. So get on the right path and let's do some math, 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 math. One ballot cast by the same voter should be John. One. But in Michigan, it's 29. We have a vote, our qualified voter file. People are doing analysis here in this state. We had one person vote 29 times, but it's a glitch. It's a glitch. It's the glitch that stole, well, Not the election, but Christmas, okay? So I want a different type of Christmas.
That
there you go.
That was like straight out of a Lutheran hymnal there, that song, for a second there. I think my grandma was like the only person, and now Mighty Human Z, that actually knows how to sing those songs out of a Lutheran hymnal. I could never figure it out as a kid. I was like, how do I don't sing, so we'll just move on. Z, great to hear from you. Michigan, man. Man, what a wild place politically right now.
He was telling us on the podcast the other day. I mean, seriously, it is right out of some kind of movie. It is right out of Tammany Hall, New York, back in the day. He was saying that all but one county, 99% of the counties in Michigan, have 100% voter registration. 100%. Now, what do you suppose they meant by doing that? And what do you suppose they will do with all those people on the rolls?
All right, next up on the phone lines, let's go to Tom in Bozeman. Tom, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
I promise I won't sing, Aaron. Okay.
That's all right. You guys can do it. You just don't want to hear me sing.
I wanted to talk about the prosecution of ex-Marine Daniel Penny in New York. It's a real injustice. He saved the subway, people who were on the subway from a attack from a homeless person who had been who had committed several crimes, and now he's getting tried by Alvin Bragg and the district attorney in New York City, and I think it's a real injustice.
Yeah, I heard something. I think I just saw a headline earlier this morning that apparently first responders, when they arrived at the scene, they did not want to do mouth to mouth on the guy who was scaring everybody on the subway, because he was so dirty, and they were worried about what they might contract if they had performed.
That's
mouth.
Correct.
So it's kind of like, well, wait a minute.
He was a big drug user.
What's that?
He was a big drug user.
Massive drug user. Yeah, and he is screaming, and everybody felt threatened. And this courageous young Marine Corps veteran, basically, he springs into action and tries to subdue this potential threat. And, of course, now he's the one on trial in New York City. John, we were going to talk about Peanut the Squirrel. We talked about Peanut the Squirrel on the show yesterday. But, like, here's yet another example of they will go after the good guys while they let the lawless run free throughout the streets of New York. And it's so symbolic of what's happening in this country. And one more reason why we're so skeptical of the Biden Justice Department, you know, sending their squads out.
It's anarcho-tyranny.
Anarcho-tyranny, like anarchy. No, that's a great line. All right, hold that thought.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a bunch of callers on the phone lines. Plus, we got wild and crazy guys just walking into our studios here. As John Jackson, the Joker from the X, is in the house with us as well. Let's go into the phone lines here. Chris in Billings. Sounds like you're down at the Metro right now. Chris, thanks for the call.
I'm at the pavilion, and a lot of people don't know which line to get into, and you may want to get somebody more qualified than me, but there's like four different lines to get into. First, you got to know what precinct you're in, if you're registered, and then you get in line, and it goes on from there. So if you can get somebody that knows more than me, that'd be great.
Oh, so when you get there, so one thing that might be helpful is, folks, before you show up to vote, go to like the Montana Secretary of State, My Voter site, find your specific precinct number, et cetera. So when you show up at your polling location, you know which line to hop into. So Larry Mayer, who is the great photographer for the Billings Gazette, he was the one who was telling me this is the longest lines he's ever seen on Election Day at the Metro. Is it the same for you?
It's amazing. There's so many. I was in the wrong line for about a half hour. So, like I said, you might want to get somebody that can give a better description of which line to get into.
Well, so, are you having some good conversations? What are you hearing from people in the lines?
I haven't yet. I'm just really anxious to get up to the counter and be able to put my ballot in. It's been a while. It's a long line.
Yeah,
it's
I'll
nice
bet.
Talking to you.
Well,
Aaron.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, we'll stick with it because every stinking vote matters. That's for sure. Let's do a lightning round of some callers here. Let's go to Marilyn in Billings. Marilyn, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Aaron. We've been told that there's no such thing as a dumb question, so I'm going to ask this. There's obviously a lot of money coming out of the Tester campaign for these paid operatives who are on TV and radio and blah, blah, blah. What my question is, if they're paid, do they have to pay taxes on their paychecks?
Well, good question. So here's the thing is that I think a lot of these people that are showing up in Tester campaign ads, we know they're getting paid because they're paid consultants who get money from either the government, your taxpayer dollars, or through whatever other Democrat Party machinations. And so, yeah, they're getting paid, and that's why they're showing up in Tester campaign ads. They should be getting – well, that, you know, John Jackson, that's a good question because – they should pay taxes on what they're being paid. But, you know, if you're one of these open borders NGOs, if you're a nonprofit, then the nonprofits don't have to pay taxes. But, boy, they get our taxpayer dollars to traffic in the migrants.
Well, what were we told by the Biden DOJ, once again, is that they were looking at transactions $600 and up. And like they were trying to pay, Tester was trying to pay off these University of Montana athletes. How much? $2,500 or something? When are they trying to pay them off? So, yeah, you're going to have to pay taxes on that, boys. I wouldn't try to hide that.
All right. So our friend Greg Franks from the Summit Cigar Lounge popped into the studios here. And, John, you had a couple of questions for him. What were the questions that you were throwing to Greg Franks here as I was getting ready to take some phone calls?
Yeah, I've known him for a while, and I know he's a political guy who's all over it. So my prediction, my question to him was, what was his prediction for today?
You know, I'm feeling very comfortable and confident about going into this election. It's rare going into the election day that you don't have the jitters. And I'll be honest, a little bit going into last weekend, you get a little nervous thinking if your gut is telling you wrong. But coming into yesterday and today, I am feeling extraordinarily confident and I feel, first off, I think Trump is going to win. I mean, we still need to get out to vote. I think Trump's going to win by a huge landslide. Listening to Trevolgar yesterday, he's making predictions that, that Trump is probably going to win all the major swing states. His second tier is New Mexico. And guess what the next one is? New York.
Oof.
Thinks New York is in play. He says, and he's
Trump's
just
been saying that. Trump's been saying that.
And why he did that Madison Square Garden rally there. And you know, he says, this is anecdotal. He says, but I'm at the Yankees game, and somebody made some chant or something. I don't think it was positive for Kamala, but pretty soon the entire arena was chanting Trump rally there. And he says, this is anecdotal. He says, this doesn't happen. There's an undercurrent and a flow of people, of enthusiasm, and knowing how important this election is. And, it is important. That's why it's so critical if you haven't gone out to vote. Main reason why I stopped by is I got a text this morning from Stacey Zinn, and they're in need of some volunteers to drive people to the polls today. So if you're not too terribly busy, you can contact them a couple different ways. One, you can go to the campaign headquarters at 1211 Grand Avenue and just make yourself available there. Or I could, she gave me permission. I normally don't put other men's wives' phone numbers on bathroom walls and stuff, but she gave me permission to give her phone number out. It's 406-317-3725. That's 317-3725.
And that's, of course, in Billings. But if you're in the Flathead, get a hold of the Flathead Republicans. If you're in Butte, same thing. And look, we've still got 11 hours and 16 minutes, I'm bad at math, of time to get people to the polls, and every single vote matters. But John, I got to say, I'm with Greg Franks here. I feel very good about Election Day here in Montana. First off, we're finally here. But Jeremy Carl had a great tweet here because the liberal media is trying to say, oh, no, John Tester's still got a chance, John. And look, if you don't get out and vote, yeah, he does still have a chance. That's why you got to get out and vote. But Jeremy Carl, he jumped in on X and he said this. He says, Montanan here, this is pure cope. Trump is likely going to win the state by 20 plus, and there is no way Tester can pull enough crossovers to overcome that. Last time Trump was on the ballot, Senator Daines had a 1.4 point polling lead versus Governor Bullock for his Senate seat and won by 10 points. So there was obviously a massive spread in 2020 between what the polls were saying and what actually happened here. So I do feel very good about Election Day here in Montana, but we're only, it's only going to be a good morning tomorrow morning if people get out in the next 11 plus hours.
Well, to Greg's point, the whispers I'm hearing, you talk about the whispers of, you know, what could be knocked off. I'm hearing Virginia and New Mexico, and nobody's talking about New Mexico. And the thing about Virginia is apparently they have, with Youngkin, they have locked that place down as far as election integrity and voting integrity. Like they don't think there's going to be much room for any shenanigans there, which means it might be a fair shot for Trump to win it. But like my whole thing, I think you would agree with this, Aaron. What I've done my whole life in law enforcement and in military operations is I see that enemy as big and bad as he could possibly be in my wildest dreams, and I go after that mosquito with a sledgehammer, right? And so later, if it turns out he was a gigantic grizzly bear, I still know I hit him with a sledgehammer. If I hit the mosquito, if he turns out he's a mosquito, then I am so happy. But I take that sledgehammer on every operation.
That's a great philosophy. Hold that thought for just a second. Let's sneak in another caller here. We got Fred calling in from the Flathead. Fred, great to hear from you.
Hey, good morning. Hey, this is your hypervigilant ex-California. Just want to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Montana can become California. The whole nation can become California in the negative sense. I don't know if you guys caught Tucker. Maybe John has something insight on this. Tucker Carlson had a great guest on the other day talking about the cartels controlling California. Kamala Harris's role in that, Democrats in general. A long march, a 20-year march. California used to be full of Republicans, relatively conservative. I think the cartels might control that state. They certainly have influenced immigration. I'd encourage you to check that out. I think hopeful for today's results, but like you said, we might need a new war on drugs and these cartels in a highly organized way just to preserve our way, our American life of freedom and liberty. Otherwise, you can see what can happen. Maybe John has some insight.
Yeah, well said. John Jackson, we got about a minute to go before the break. Your thoughts, and Fred, great to hear from you.
Man, he's got me there. I did not see that. I did not see that piece.
Yeah, that one. What's your thoughts, though, just in general, about how much potential political influence the cartels may have with all their different money-washing operations? And, I mean, it's obviously, I mean, they've got so much cash. What type of war on drugs or war on cartels is going to be needed to clean this rot out of our country?
Which is, it's the same thing with the immigration piece. You can hit this. This is not rocket science. All you have to do is enable the law enforcement agencies that they have had a war on now since 2008. Enable them and take the leash off and cut them loose. And this will be done in a couple of years. It's real simple.
Yeah, it seems that way. Greg Franks, 30 seconds before the break. Anything you want to share?
I think Trump is going to tackle it very aggressively like he was going to in his second term. I think after that Mormon family was murdered in northern Mexico, I think there is an operation in play and Trump's going to tackle the cartels.
He already showed us what can be done in his first 4 years. And now he's going to go back in even more prepared with an even better team than he had the first go around. I'm very optimistic.
I think he needs a good DEA, head of the DEA to handle that.
All right, quick break back after this.
Right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I can't make any of you vote. I can only tell you what is at stake. And if you want, this comes down to fundamental choices. Open borders or secure borders. Law and order or defund, dismantle, no bail laws. Economic policies rooted in the greatest wealth creating system in the world called capitalism versus socialism, Marxism, whatever name you want to give it. That's what New Green Dealism is. Energy dominance or America with high energy prices and more poverty and forced EV mandates. It's a choice between America being the leader of the free world. That's what's at stake. And if you agree with me, I'm only asking one thing. Vote.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, as the holidays approach, it is so essential to recognize that personal safety is a year-round priority. Now, crime tends to spike during this time of year, making it even more critical to protect what matters most. Now, this holiday season, gift your loved ones with peace of mind with a Byrna less lethal launcher. The Byrna launcher is a safe, effective defense solution and tool equipped with powerful non-lethal deterrents, including tear gas and kinetic rounds. Now, you can hit a target 50, 60 feet away, and that's capable of stopping any perpetrator, any attacker right there in their tracks. Now, why choose Byrna? Byrna offers you peace of mind that you deserve without the legal or mental burden of a firearm. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background check, no permit, and they can ship it directly to your door. That's why Byrna is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, and private security firms. Just go to their website, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. That's Byrna.com/Hannity. Protect what matters most without compromise.
Election day is almost here. Here's what we're going to do on through Tuesday with Montana Talks. We're going to give you the opportunity to talk. We're going to give candidates the opportunity to talk. You can call in. They can call in. Plus, we're going to keep an eye out for the big breaking news. What's the big story of the day? You'll get the chance to tell us. Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. The phone number, put it in your speed dial.
P.O. Box 517, Laurel, Montana, 59044.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's sneak in one more caller here before we wind up the 8 o'clock hour. Lee in Kalispell, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hi, Aaron. Yes, this deals with Harrison saying that he will confiscate all guns, mandatory. Now, I know he went against that, but I don't believe that for a second. So we've been called garbage. So if he confiscates the guns and does confiscate them, next he'll go after the garbage, and we're the garbage.
Well, they already have been coming after us. I mean, they've come after those of us who criticize school board meetings. They've come after peaceful pro-life protesters. No, well said there, Lee. Thanks for the call. John, I think you've brought up this point on the show before. When they tell you who they are, listen, believe them. This is another one of those. She's already told us who she is. Frankly, John Tester has already told us who he is as well by voting for anti-Second Amendment Supreme Court nominees.
Kamala Harris ranked the most liberal senator in the Senate when she was there, to below Bernie Sanders. And you've seen every clip when she was running for president in 2020, every clip of her advocating for the most far left positions on everything. And to your caller's point, yes, she said she didn't have any problem writing executive orders right away to just command gun confiscation. Said that she didn't have any problem with just anytime they feel like it, they're just going to come in your house and, you know, in big quotes, inspect your guns. She is a authoritarian, 100%.
Greg Franks, anything else you want to throw out before we run out of time here?
No, I like I said, just encourage folks to get out to vote. If you have time and you're available, make yourself available to your local central committee and try to get as many people out to vote as you possibly can.
I got a note from Bruce in Ennis. He says he voted at 7 a.m. in Ennis at the firehouse. It was a long line. Not enough poll workers. That's, again, folks, that's why you want to get out early. The weather can shift. You don't know how long the line's going to be. Maybe your registration got screwed up. It might take you longer, so get down there sooner rather than later. Jody Etchart, the great representative Jody Etchart, says, as of yesterday, 67,000 plus of the nearly 84,000 ballots have been returned in Yellowstone County. That's 80%, she says. So that's a huge early vote return on top of what people are telling us is, you know, the biggest lines they've ever seen on Election Day. John, again, I think this is looking like a very good day for Republicans. But, you know, again, I don't want to count the chickens until they're hatched here.
Yeah. And we're watching it all over the country. That's the advantage of being on Twitter, being on social media. You see the reports from all over the country on the ground from those swing states. And you're hearing that same thing. But still, We all know what we see with our eyes. We see the numbers on the early voting, but we are all still, you know, fingers and toes crossed, holding our breath, and let's see. I tell you, one thing to watch for, any state out there that's counting past tonight, counting into tomorrow, danger, Will Robinson. Will Robinson.
Well, that's why it's great Montana has a new law in the books that's forcing them to keep counting the votes and not take a little midnight break. All right, we got a whole nother hour yet to come. Let me tell you guys, this is going to be very exciting. On Veterans Day, we are going to announce the winner. Yellowstone Family Dental is providing $50,000 worth of services, dental implants, for a Montana veteran. They're going to select that veteran. They will announce the veteran who will receive that $50,000 worth of dental implants on Montana Talks on Veterans Day. So excited for them to make that announcement because their services are incredible. And I've seen some of the nominees, and man, I tell you what, I'm so excited to hear a veteran get to benefit from this. If you're somebody who's got loose-fitting dentures or you've got a bunch of dental problems, not just one tooth, two tooth, but a lot of bad teeth, missing teeth, failing teeth, pain in your teeth, get a hold of Yellowstone Family Dental and check into their services. MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com. Back after this.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Exit polls. You've heard about them, right? They've been a part of election night coverage since the 1960s. And since the 90s, networks have run exit polls as a group. They're mainly conducted after people vote in person. Voters are asked questions about their choices as they walk out or exit their voting location. Except with a growing number voting earlier by mail, Fox News now works with the Associated Press on a new approach that reflects how Americans vote today. Our Fox News voter analysis combines a massive survey of over 100,000 voters with real-time vote data so we can understand who voted and why. By interviewing voters on their cell phones, landlines, and online, it gives a full picture of the election, including the tens of millions who vote early or by mail. When you hear Fox anchors talk about the Fox News Voter Analysis Election Survey, you'll know it covers voting in all 50 states, whether in person or by mail. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.